For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, time to get in the kitchen with Craig in Florida. What can we do for you today?
I have a Formica countertop in my kitchen. It's only about 2 years old, but several of the kids have chosen to use a knife to cut different things on it, and there are four or five cuts on the edges and into it. It's sort of an almost white, but it's got little blue flecks and so forth in it. Is there any way to patch it?
The laminate companies do have repair compounds, but they kind of look like the touch-up paint that they used to give you for your car.
It never quite looks right.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's a good quick fix, especially since it's only 2 years old. You know, and if you've got young kids that are just going to keep doing it, you might want to just sort of do that quick patching repair just to sort of get through it. I bet if you reached out to the manufacturer, in your case, if it is actually Formica, reach out to them. But there's Formica, there's Laminart, there's Wilson Art. All of those folks do make those types of laminates. If not, you can easily, you know, when your kids are more trained to use a cutting board.
Yeah.
Wait till the end of the counter cutting stage.
When you get to the end of that stage. Then you can make a more permanent repair.
Yeah, you can easily relaminate a countertop. I mean, it's not a hard project. All you need to do is pull out your sink, and then what you would do is you would abrade the surface of the existing laminate countertop, and then you would put contact cement on that surface and contact cement on the surface of on the backside of the laminate, the new one you're putting in, let them get tacky, and then go ahead and adhere the new to the old. And then you can use, like, I usually use a router to dip in and then cut out all of my sink areas and what other places that I need to inset something.
Okay. The kits that you mentioned for the short term, where would I find those? At like Home Depots and those kind of places?
Craig, there's a website called cabinetparts.com, cabinetparts.com, and on there you'll find a product called SeamFill, S-E-A-M-F-I-L, one word, and that's the product that you want to use to repair the cracks or the chips. It's also used to fill in seams between sheets of Formica, but it works well in cracks, chips, and other little imperfections in addition to the standardized joints.
Terrific. It's cabinets. What did you say? Cabinets.
Cabinetparts.com, and the product is Seam Fill. It's pretty inexpensive, about $4 a tube.
That sounds terrific. You guys are terrific, and thanks you, and keep up the good work, guys.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.